Dr. Missy Cummings, the director of George Mason University's Autonomy and Robotics Center. Missy, welcome to the show. Have you been in a driverless taxi?
I have been in many.
I bet. And they're operating, what, about 3,000 cars in 10 cities? Chicago looks like it's going to be next. But I had read that you said our city might be a challenge for these driverless taxis. Why is that?
Well, I spend a fair amount of time in Chicago because I've got a child in college there. And I personally cannot wait because these things do not do well in snow, rain, really anywhere where there's moisture in the air. So it should be interesting.
How far are we from seeing these in every city in America?
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Okay.
I think that they got to make money. And actually, one of the most interesting pieces of information that has come out recently is that they're roughly 20% more expensive than an Uber and Lyft ride. So, I mean, you might want to take one of these for the novelty factor, but, you know, if the costs continue to run high, you know, nobody's going to want to use them. And personally, you know, I have figured out in Chicago that I would much rather take a regular taxi service. They're much more reliable. They're cheaper, even than Uber and Lyft. So if the human-driven cars are going to continue to be the best value, I think it's going to be really hard for these cars to get traction in Chicago.
I think most of us saw that guy in Phoenix who was trapped inside of a Waymo that was just driving around in circles. I saw some video last week where a Waymo went up a one-way in Nashville and collided with a car. I mean, we continue to see this type of stuff. Are they better than a human driver? Let's say a child jumps out in front of a car. Is it a human driver who could react quicker or a driverless taxi?
Well, I mean, this is tricky. You know, if the sensors can detect the child, then likely robots can generally respond faster than humans can. Unfortunately, though, what we're finding out is that there's a lot of problems, gaps in sensor coverage. And one of the things that most people don't know is that all of the cars are actually supervised by teams of humans. And so any claims by Waymo that their cars are safer than humans is actually disingenuous, because the claim they need to tell everybody is, well, our cars supervised by a bunch of humans are potentially safer than human drivers in very narrow circumstances. So, you know, I think that companies are trying to cover up the fact that the technology is not working as well as they'd like it to. And so they've got to have humans babysit the technology for it to work.
This is Dr. Missy Cummings. They need a babysitter, right? But that babysitter is going to be delayed in their actions after they react to something the car did, I would imagine. And you're right. There's not enough people to watch.
That's what we're worried about.
Yeah. This is Dr. Missy Cummings, the director of George Mason University's Autonomy and Robotics Center. We're talking about driverless taxis coming to Chicago. Can these vehicles be hacked?
Well, technically, I mean, anything that's electronic can be hacked. So, yes, they can be hacked. The GPS signal on these cars, as in all cars, is super vulnerable. So, but the companies have not really told us how they're going to stop this from happening. So we don't really know how much of a risk this presents.
I had read that you said potholes are even a challenge for these things. And I got to tell you, we've got quite a few of those in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I think a big problem is a pothole with a little bit of water on it that cars can't tell, and they don't have experience. They don't have understanding. They're not used to the commute. And so they don't know if a pothole that they're seeing is a deep pothole or a shallow pothole, whereas a driver who typically does that route over and over again is going to understand which potholes to avoid. So I think that it's going to be really interesting to see the rapid response teams for Waymo become quite needy in this in their operations there. They even need these people to go around and shut the doors. I mean, that's a that's how brittle these systems are. If a rider leaves the door open just a little bit, then they have to pay somebody else to come and shut the door.
Oh my gosh. So they've got a team in Chicago but that could be 15, 20 minutes before they get there to actually shut the door. Or in my worst case scenario, open the door and let me out of the thing. And how do they react around school buses?
Yeah, this is a big one. They're under investigation by the federal government right now. It turns out that the computer vision on these cars, as in computer vision on any car, they really struggle to understand any kind of flashing and rotating light. So the cars struggle around police cars, ambulances, fire trucks, school buses. And I think what people don't realize are that anything with AI doesn't think, it doesn't know, it doesn't reason. It makes a statistical estimate. And so it makes estimates wrong all the time, which is why that we have to have the human babysitters. But particularly around the school buses, if the car doesn't even detect that the school bus sign is out, for example, then it won't even call the human to weigh in and help it. So I think what we're seeing, the more that Waymo scales up, the more we're seeing just how brittle their technologies are.
And why do cities embrace this? Why do they allow it? Why are there not local ordinances that say, no, this is not going to happen, let's say, in the Loop in Chicago?
Well, I can't say for sure, but I suspect it has to do with who's putting money in whose PAC fund. I know Chicago very well.
I was just going to say, you obviously know Chicago very well based on that statement.
Well, I spent a lot of time there. And this is also a city that is going to be unforgiving of technology that brings the whole city to a halt. If we saw this in San Francisco, where there was a power outage that caused most of the lights to go out at intersections, and the cars froze and brought the city to a standstill. Even San Francisco's had some problems, but I frankly do not see people in downtown Chicago really taking that well if no one can move because of a bunch of robot cars just stop and cannot be moved, even if they have remote babysitters. So there are some, real risks to bringing this technology, not only in terms of, for example, blocking ambulances, messing with people's commute, but then if the technology is not integrated correctly, it's going to cause a lot of hate and discontent.
Well, I think that hate has already been stirred up and they're not even really here yet offering rides, but that's we'll see what happens. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Missy Cummings. If anyone knows robotics, it's her, and doesn't sound like she's on board with Waymo, and she knows Chicago.